USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump calls the long-awaited coronavirus relief bill a disgrace and demands $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Congress approved a one-time $600 payment. The president called the 5,600-page spending bill wasteful and filled with unnecessary items. The Israeli Knesset office confirmed early Wednesday that the country is heading to its fourth elections in 2 years. A deadline for parliament to pass a new budget passed at midnight, forcing the Knesset to dissolve and automatically triggering new elections on March 23rd. LaGuardia Airport Control Tower chatter reveals two people were arrested after a Delta Airlines pilot radioed the tower that passengers, along with their Great Dane puppy, had bailed out on the tarmac by opening an emergency door and going down the inflatable slide Monday. Radio traffic to the pilot said, "It looks like the individual is being arrested at this time." This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Let's get a Christmas coronavirus update.
With Christmas right around the corner and holiday travel picking up, many health officials are asking Americans to scale back their celebrations to help stave off another surge of coronavirus cases after the holiday period. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that he's never said he wants to cancel Christmas. Instead, he hopes Americans will take the proper precautions to keep their holiday gatherings as safe as possible.
But whenever I talk about being careful, someone will say, well, he wants to cancel Christmas. I don't want to do that. I want people to be more careful. I want them to limit traveling to the extent possible. And when you congregate, try to do it with a limited number of people, preferably people in the same household or a few close people who you know are also being very careful. Avoid the 20, 25 people at a house at a big setting. Those are the things that are quite risky.
For the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
If you think the coronavirus spending bill to help hurting Americans is a bad deal, you're not alone. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has told Congress that he wants an amended COVID relief bill without more than $1 trillion in spending that he says has nothing to do with COVID. The spending bill that passed both houses on Monday night contains billions in discretionary spending along with provisions for coronavirus stimulus, funding for vaccine distribution, and direct payments to Americans. The president is finding support for this move with some members of Congress. Arizona Representative Andy Biggs called the bill the worst thing they could have passed. He told Fox News that the president should veto it because it contains a number of measures that would not have passed if they were brought to the floor on their own.
This bill is so bad. They added 60 separate bills into this massive package. I mean, think about that. I mean, these are bills that couldn't get passed on their own, and they threw those in. And so this bill should be vetoed, and I'm hoping it will be.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers had about 6 hours to study the 5,600-page proposal before voting on the measure. More residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.